John Friend.
All right, folks, welcome back to another edition of The Realist Report. This is your host, John Friend. Of course, my website is therealistreport.com, where you will find an extensive archive of these podcasts, as well as other radio programs I've appeared on. You will also find all of my blog posts and articles, a contact page, my Twitter feed, which is embedded in the right-hand sidebar of the website, and many other useful and important links. I am a regular reporter for American Free Press, America's last real newspaper, and I also contribute to the Barnes Review, a bi-monthly revisionist history magazine. Please do subscribe to these fine print publications if you do not already. Check out AmericanFreePress.net and BarnesReview.org for all of the details. All right, joining us once again is Dr. Lorraine Day to give us some updates on the COVID-19 pandemic situation, which is clearly an entirely manufactured and fraudulent quote-unquote public health crisis being used to advance a number of tyrannical agendas, as we can see on a daily basis. Dr. Day, welcome back to the program. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, good. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been about a month since we last spoke.
Yes.
And I received a lot of feedback about the program. I usually don't get too many emails and comments anymore, but I received quite a bit of feedback, a lot of very good feedback about the program. So that was very good. It was good to hear from some people. And the podcast went around. It got shared around pretty extensively, which is always good. So yeah. I just want to mention that, and I wanted to follow up. I mean, so much has happened. Well, I mean, I guess a lot has happened, but it's still basically the same story.
Right.
Yeah, it's basically the same situation we're dealing with. And I just wanted to say to get started, and then I'll kind of turn it over to you. Since we last spoke, to me, and actually to a lot of people that I deal with and interact with on a daily basis, it is really becoming increasingly more and more obvious that the so-called COVID-19 pandemic is just a major fraud. We're being lied to about virtually every aspect of it, and it's pretty easy to prove at this point, and yet the government and the media, shockingly, continue to double down on this false narrative, at least to a large extent. About a week ago, the LA County Public Health Commissioner, Barbara Ferrer, who has a long record, you know, dealing with public health and being sort of a figure in this industry, essentially. She announced just last week that the lockdown in LA County and the shelter in place order would be extended for the next 3 months. So we got 3 more months of this nonsense. At the same time, the governor, Gavin Newsom, has laid out, you know, certain policies and plans essentially to reopen certain parts of the states, as has the city of Long Beach. I live in the city of Long Beach, which is separate from the city of LA, but it's all part of LA County. So, you know, this woman is out there saying we're going to be extending this lockdown in the county for another 3 months. The very next day after she made this announcement, LA Mayor Eric Garcetti also declared that LA residents would be required to wear their face masks if they left their home. So if you're out in public, you were, according to this man, you were required to wear your face mask. And, you know, again, this is something that they've been saying for a very long time. But again, it shows that they're basically doubling down on this narrative, even though, you know, the hospitals have not been overwhelmed. There was this whole idea that we needed to flatten the curve was totally fraudulent. I mean, that was really what the whole idea of the lockdown was to begin with, was that, look, we need to shut everything down to prevent the hospitals and the healthcare system from being overwhelmed. And that just did not happen. I mean, that's very clear at this point. That did not happen. And yet they're continuing to double down on this narrative. And really all the predictions and the models that they've, you know, touted over the course of the past couple months, they've all been proven to be entirely fraudulent. I mean, I'm looking here at just the Google. This is just right from Google, the coronavirus death toll. In the United States right now, there's apparently this, you know, the official numbers, 1.56 million confirmed cases. In California, it's a little over 80,000. And if I'm not mistaken, I mean, at the very beginning of this, you know, in early March, mid-March, they were predicting 2 million people would die, you know, across the United States from coronavirus. I remember reading a headline in mid-March Governor Newsom was saying that 25 million Californians would have coronavirus by, I think, April. So, I mean, my point is that basically all of their predictions and their models that they've come out with have been demonstrably false. And yet here we are, you know, with the public health commissioner declaring the lockdown would extend. So what can you say? I'd like to just turn it over to you. Give us your take and, you know, on what you've seen over the course of the past month.
I don't want to be too unkind to Barbara Ferrer, but I think she wants to extend the lockdown for another 3 months so she can be resurrected from the dead, because she looks about the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Probably look. And of course, she's a social welfare PhD, I guess. So she doesn't really know anything about health. But you don't need to know anything about health to conduct a fake epidemic that is based totally on a lack of statistics. These are just modeling. They just do this modeling on a computer. They don't have any facts at all. But you see, those of us who know about this can see through it so clearly. But when you go outside, you go to a grocery store, you go to a place like Trader Joe's here in California, which I went this afternoon, and I just left because they had a block long people standing 6 feet apart. They're terrified. The regular people can't think, and they're terrified. So the government can just keep on with the lies and the lies and the lies, because the average person, I think something like only 13% of people think. And so the other 87% just sit there and watch the TV and get brainwashed and get terrified. So even though it's so obvious to us, they don't care about us because we're a relatively small group compared to everybody else. A lot of people are catching on, but the people who are catching on don't understand the big picture. They understand that this is kind of hokey and you know, we don't need to do this. But they don't understand the big picture, which is we now are a communist government. They're going to put the boot in our face sooner or later. And we're going to a Luciferian culture. And this is what it's all about. And they're going to destroy Christianity. They're going to destroy Gentiles. This is going to be extermination of the Gentiles of the world. And people don't understand that. So, and they, most people are too young to really understand what went on in Bolshevik Soviet Union and who was running things and who's running things now. So, I am reading, right in front of me a quote from a guy named David Spangler, who was all part of the United Nations initiative about the New Age. And he said, no one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation. And even Harold Rosenthal, who was the administrative assistant to Senator Jacob Javits, he said, most Jews do not like to admit it, but our God is Lucifer, and we are his chosen people. And of course, Albert Pike, who was a 33rd degree Freemason, he talks about Freemasons worshiping Lucifer as well. So this is going to a satanic culture, totally satanic culture. But most of the elitists who run the world now already worship Satan. And, you know, it's a very interesting thing. I, as a physician and a doctor who had metastatic breast cancer and got well by totally natural methods, Bill Gates doesn't realize what fire he's playing with, because what he's really saying is that God didn't create human beings correctly. Now, many people even listening may not believe in God. I guess, you know, then we came from, you know, dust, or we came from, you know, ground up rock, or whatever we came from. You know, I thought it was interesting the other day. I just realized they talk about people who are evolutionists believe that you know, we came from lower animals. Well, if animals and human beings evolve, then why don't carrots and beets and things like that, why don't they evolve? Why don't they become something else? Why don't they become a tree or something? I mean, it's all really crazy, because it's only animals and man who seem to evolve, and yet there are a lot of other things that are out there. But Bill Gates is really saying that God didn't create the human being correctly because they're not able to fight disease unless Bill Gates helps God's out by making everyone take a deadly vaccine. So this is actually rebellion against God. That's what it
is. Yes, well said, yeah.
It's rebellion against God. And so with God, Bill Gates has to help God out because God didn't do it right. And that's really dangerous territory to be treading on. And so this is all about man and not God. And of course, Bill Gates will not take the vaccination. He didn't vaccinate his family, and he won't be taking it, nor will he be giving it to any of his friends or family. Because this is deadly. What it will do, it's different. I think we talked about this last time. This will be a different vaccine from all the others. What it really will do is, you know, we've all heard of GMO food, which is genetically modified food, which is, of course, you don't want to eat genetically modified food because it's not good for you and it will make you sick and maybe kill you in the long run. But they're going to make with this vaccine genetically modified human beings because it will be an RNA DNA vaccine that will actually take control of your DNA and RNA and actually destroy your immune system. Now they talk about immune enhancement. You know, the whole idea of autoimmune diseases, doctors will tell you, we don't really know what causes autoimmune diseases such as lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, and all that. But they say what happens is your immune system gets too strong and starts destroying you. Well, that's like saying don't get too healthy, because if you get too healthy, you'll be sick. You can't truly enhance your immune system to make yourself sick. When a person has what they call an autoimmune disease, it's actually your immune system is suppressed and it becomes all distorted and perverted and it does destroy you. But that's not because it's become enhanced. So when they talk about this, even Bill Gates has talked about this as a concern, because this new vaccine, for which he wants to be indemnified all over the world, that tells you something right there, because he even talks about it will maim or kill at least 700,000. Well, for the common cold? Oh, by the way, I have an article that China's at it again. 100 million Chinese have been locked down for 36 people with the common cold. Coronavirus causes nothing but the common cold. They even talk about it as being a flu virus. It's not a flu virus. It's a common cold virus. It even says that on the World Health Organization website. And I have articles way back from 1982 talking about the coronavirus and rhinoviruses, and all they cause is the common cold. And it says they need no treatment. No treatment. So, here we've got, see, if you have the flu, and flu viruses are different from cold viruses. If you have the flu, you usually are nauseated. You may have a very bad headache. You might be vomiting. You might have diarrhea. And people with the flu often go to bed for a couple of days because they feel so lousy. But people with a cold, they have a runny nose and a cough and mucus in their throat, maybe a little in their lungs. But they may have a slightly increased temperature, but they don't generally, people with a cold don't really go to bed. They may snuggle up on the couch and watch TV and put a blanket around them, but they don't generally. And some people, before we got terrified of the common cold, some people would even continue to work. But the reason, you know, the reason they pick a common cold virus is because they can do exactly what they have done today in China. You can lock them down again, because you see, there are so many hundreds of cold viruses that you don't really develop immunity to all of them. And you can get a cold over and over again. So they can keep this thing going for years Oh, we got to lock down again. Look, it's back. It's back. Because it's the common cold. Common cold needs no treatment whatsoever. No treatment. Doesn't need a vaccine. We don't need vaccines for anything. First of all, vaccines don't work. And we don't need them for anything. When I was young and a child had measles or mumps or chicken pox, the mother of the child would call all her friends and tell them, bring over all your kids so you can expose them to these childhood diseases. And then maybe the child was a little bit sick for 2 or 3, 4 days. And then they got well and they had lifelong immunity. And in medicine, we call them self-limiting diseases. You get well, you get a little sick, and then you get well. You don't need any treatment. You don't need any drugs. You don't need any antibiotics. You don't need, in fact, antibiotics don't work for viruses anyway. And you certainly don't need a vaccine. This is a totally self-limiting, mild disease. But one reason these people are dying in the nursing homes is because they've had the flu vaccine. When you have the flu vaccine, you actually become more susceptible to disease because the flu vaccine has so many terrible things in it that it makes you sicker. It destroys your immune system. And then these people go in and get exposed to other things and they die. So the people that are dying are not dying of the coronavirus. Even if they are found to have the coronavirus, I mean, if they looked hard enough, that's one reason, another reason they picked the coronavirus. If they look hard enough, they could probably find the coronavirus on everybody. We're covered with bacteria and viruses. We've got them in our nose. We've got them in our mouth. We've got them in our intestinal tract. In fact, a third of our immune system are the good bacteria in your gastrointestinal tract. A third of your immune system. That's if you're eating and living right. When you eat animal products, you destroy all those good bacteria in your colon, which is a third of your immune system. When you take antibiotics, you destroy all those good bacteria in your colon. And then that makes you more susceptible to disease. I don't know that we talked about this last time, but I'm going to tell you even more why you don't have to worry about the coronavirus. Because germs don't cause disease. Germs don't cause disease any more than flies cause garbage. Now, even if we did study it to talk about this last time, it's worth repeating again. If you see a dead animal in the road and a vulture is eating it, the dead animal attracted the vulture. The vulture did not attract the dead animal. The dead animal in the road attracted the vulture. The dead animal in the road attracted the cleanup crew. If you have a garbage strike in your town and you've got a bunch of garbage out in your front yard waiting to be picked up, it will attract all sorts of vermin. It'll attract rats and mice and scavenger birds and insects and flies and all that. It is not the flies that attract the garbage. It is the garbage that attracts the flies. The flies and the vermin are the cleanup crew. If we didn't have scavenger animals on the earth, then the earth would be uninhabitable because there would be so much dead stuff around. And there are scavenger animals in the ocean, lobsters and crabs and things like that. They eat up the dead and dying stuff. That's why the Bible says you should not eat unclean meats, because these are the scavenger animals that God has put on the earth to clean up. They eat feces. They'll eat dead animals. They'll eat all sorts of things. But when you eat them, they're dangerous to eat because they're eating what's called offal, O-F-F-A-L, which is the filth of the earth. So God has put scavenger animals on the earth. He's put scavenger birds. He's put scavengers in the sea, and they are to clean up the mess. Now, God has given human beings the same type of system, because when we don't get enough sleep, when we aren't eating right, when we are too stressed, we will start damaging our body and we will have dead and dying cells. We do it to ourselves. Then when we have the dead dying cells, guess what? The germs that are on our skin and in our nose and all that, they're attracted to clean up the mess, just like the flies and the rats and the mice clean up the garbage on the earth. So the germs, the viruses, the bacteria go in to clean up the mess. They are not the cause of the disease. We did the disease to ourselves. So the germs come in to clean up the mess. When they clean up the toxins and throw them into the bloodstream so the body can get rid of them, well, then we develop symptoms. We develop a runny nose. We develop a cough. We don't feel so good. We got a headache. That is from the toxins that the bacteria and viruses are cleaning up. And so then what we do is we go to the doctor. We say, oh, I don't like to feel bad, so give me a drug. So the doctor gives you a drug, and then the cleaning out of your body stops. It stops. So if you do that often enough and you stop the cleaning out of your body, when you have a cold, what you should do, you should drink a lot of water. You should eat very lightly. You should get plenty of rest and let your body get cleaned out by these bacteria and viruses. Let them do their job. Because if you don't, if you keep stopping the clean out mechanism over and over again, guess what? Then you'll develop a bad disease like cancer, Parkinson's, lupus, something like that. And then you go to the doctor and say, well, doctor, how did this happen? And the doctor will say, we don't know. These things just happen. But they don't. We do it to ourselves. We do it to the way we're living, eating, and handling stress.
Yeah, and you know, we did get into some of these topics in the last conversation, and I definitely don't mind going over them again, because, I mean, what you say makes a lot of sense to me. And basically, if I understand you correctly, germs, viruses, bacteria, they're not the cause of disease. They actually go in and clean up the mess that we have done to our own bodies. Is that
more
or less right?
Right.
Yeah, and see, that makes sense. And you know, that's kind of tying back to this whole alleged COVID-19 pandemic. It really just shows you how truly just, I mean, dark and Orwellian. You said like satanic, Luciferian. I mean, yeah, that all of that makes sense to me. I mean, because if you think about it, and you go to like mainstream sources and just read about what COVID-19 is, and all it is just as you say, it's like, you know, a cough, a fever, a runny nose. It's like a common illness
right. That
everybody gets. And now in China, I didn't even realize this. I just pulled up an article here about the situation in China. You know, a few people get sick in some town and they're locking down the whole, you know, not the whole country, but it's
100 million like people.
Yeah, it's like one of the, you know, here, let me actually just read this really quick. This is from The Guardian. China put city of Shulan under Wuhan-style lockdown after fresh COVID-19 cases. Yeah. And, you know, they're going to be doing the same exact thing here.
Yes.
And they're going to continue to hype this threat to say, oh, more people are getting sick. In fact, Dr. Fauci was just in front of Congress the other day saying that, you know, oh, if we open up too soon, then there's going to be a second wave of the virus and we're going to have to shut back down again and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you look on the mainstream media and they're quoting all these public health experts and scientists and doctors, all these people who were not allowed to question. You cannot question these people, heaven forbid. They're out there saying that, you know, this virus, there's going to be waves of it. It's going to be even worse in the fall. So there's this constant fear mongering. And then all they have to do is point to a couple people who get the flu or who get, you know, a common illness like everybody gets. You know, I know myself, I mean, at least once a year I get pretty sick. And it's usually right around the time when the summer is changing into the fall, that summer to fall season is usually right about, you know, I'll be sick for a few days. I'll have a fever. I'll have chills. Usually I don't get a really bad cough, but I usually get like a sore throat. And, you know, I'm just really weak and I have, you know, I just want to, you know, basically lay in bed all day. I am very, very, very little strength and energy. But again, this is, you know, this is common. Everybody experiences this. But now the media and the government can cite this and, you know, lock down the country again like they've done over in China, apparently. It's just, it's really, really a dark Orwellian situation we're dealing with. And that brings me to another point. I mean, you know, you go to the CDC and, you know, it basically the way they describe COVID-19, it's, you know, again, just a common illness, a common flu or cold or whatever. And yet they're demanding that in order to fully recover from the pandemic, we need a vaccine. When they even admit most people recover from it naturally on their own, not to mention
9% recover.
Oh, exactly. And I mean, we talked about in the last show, and there's been more evidence coming out further demonstrating this fact that the numbers that they're using, I mean, they're totally fraudulent. I mean, they're classifying everybody that dies practically with these symptoms as, you know, a COVID-19 death. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, it's really Orwellian. Like the things that we're expected to believe, like we need a vaccine for this basically relatively harmless virus that's nothing new and nothing out of the ordinary. You know, they're saying the hospitals are overwhelmed. Meanwhile, there's headlines that nurses and healthcare workers are being laid off. I think I saw like over 1 million nurses and healthcare workers across the country have been laid off over the course of the past few weeks or whatever. So there's actually, you know, it's like the total opposite, basically, is what I'm saying. Everything that they've said about this alleged pandemic is total opposite of what's actually going on. And that should show you that there is a very real agenda behind all of this. And it is not to protect you. It is not for public health or stopping or slowing this alleged pandemic or any of that. It's about control. I mean, we could get into some of these other, you know, like agendas that relate to this. I mean, look at the economic agenda that's unfolded since this pandemic was announced.
The
corporate bailouts. I mean,
that is one of their main goals.
Absolutely, it goes on and on.
Yeah, it just
stamping. Or one more point, real quick, and then I'll turn it over to you. They want to stamp out any small and medium businesses that could compete with the monopolies, the Amazons, you know, the big, you know, Walmarts, these other big monopolies that have basically taken over society at this point. There still are a lot of small and medium-sized businesses out there, thank God. But, you know, they have been a major target in all this. And what is baffling to me, and we do see some examples of people just refusing to go along with this nonsense and standing up and saying, hey, look, I'm opening my gym or my hair salon or whatever it is. I'm not going to let you run me out of business here.
They're going to crush them.
They're certainly going to try. But that is a very real aspect of this agenda is stamping out small and medium-sized businesses. Yep. You know, basically corporate welfare. I mean, look at the, you know, the stimulus that they pass. You know, there's trillions of dollars. And think about, I mean, people really aren't stopping to think about this. They have, on a drop of a dime, they can pass a bill for what, $2-3 trillion in spending, and yet we can't even build a border wall.
Right.
You know, give me a break. It's absurd what these people tell us.
Well, the thing is that I think one maybe good thing at the beginning of this is all the people who consider themselves progressives and liberals and voted for the progressives. And guess what? They're getting what they voted for, and it's only going to get worse. When you vote for communists, which is what they all are, you're going to get communism. And communism has to get so bad that people recognize how bad it is. And it will get just like the Bolshevik Soviet Union, where 8 to 10 million people were starved to death in Ukraine, where people were put in the gulags and tortured unmercifully, where children are taken away from their parents. And you see, now when they talk about all this contact tracing, they can take children right out of their homes and then sex traffic them. And then the parents complain and they put the parents in prison, and then the parents are killed. And then they'll say, oh, they died of COVID. They died of COVID. Everybody's going to die of COVID. You see, so now they have a way of explaining away every death that they will do. And this is going to be torture, mayhem, and total extermination of the population, they hope. And for those, I'm sure that your listeners know a lot about all of the elitists and their plans to destroy a lot of the people in the world, most of them. And people like Ted Turner, who said a total world population of 250 to 300 million, A 95% decline from present levels would be ideal. And of course, David Rockefeller talks about we've got to limit the growth. And what they want to do is to eliminate 5.5 to 6 billion people from the earth by the year 2030. That's what they want to do. They want the world for themselves. The elitist Jews want the world for themselves. So we've got these people such as Paul Ehrlich, who was one of the biggest people on population control and extermination, David Foreman, even the royal family of England, Prince Philip, Prince Charles. They're all talking about how they, if they came back after they were dead, they'd like to be a virus and infect most of the people in the earth so they would die. So this is, in essence, there are three main goals. Number one, destroy the economy of every nation to get it under the control of the one world government. Number two is destroy Christianity and have a one world religion, which will eventually be the worship of Lucifer, the devil. And the third one is to destroy most of the people on the earth, all the Gentiles on the earth. And so there'll be nobody left but Jews. And I mentioned this before, Maurice Samuel, in his book, which is called You Gentiles, he said, you can never make us happy. We don't want you around. We want a world of our own. And several rabbis have said publicly that the Gentiles are here on earth to do nothing more than serve the Jews. They are to be slaves of the Jews. And so this is a plan to exterminate the Christians and the Gentiles from the face of the earth, as well as to do the other two things that I said. And they are going to do it with famines. They're going to do it with the vaccine, which again will have infertility agents in it and will kill people as well. They would certainly want to get rid of the old people. Ezekiel Emanuel, who Rahm Emanuel's brother, who was the person who worked with Hillary Clinton on what turned out to be Obamacare. He wants to get rid of all health care for anybody under 15 or anybody over 55, even though he's over 55, because they don't contribute to the tax base because they're not working. So they want to eliminate the population, and this is the way they're going to be doing it. They're going to do it with vaccines and famines and war. It looks like they're trying to rabble-rouse, so we'll go to war against China. The next war will be a nuclear war, and there will probably be nuclear weapons sent over here to our country, which will be the first time that has happened. So, and of course, this is all biblical, too. The Bible predicts all of this will happen, and it's happening right now before our eyes. And, of course, they're going to go to a cashless society. So if you don't go along with their program, if you refuse to get vaccinated, if you refuse to do what they say, if you refuse to give up your belief in Jesus Christ, if you refuse to sign on and worship Lucifer, your name will be dropped out of the computer. You will not be able to buy or sell. They're even talking now about if you don't have the vaccine, you won't be allowed to leave your house. So they're really getting very serious with this. The problem is that people have been so brainwashed for so long, they actually think their government likes them. And of course, the government has really replaced God. And so everybody is dependent on their government, and they don't want to think that the government wants them dead. I mentioned before, there's a book called Death by Government, where it shows that more people have been killed by their own governments than by invading nations. So people should actually be more afraid of their government than they should be from a marauding army from outside. And this is the plan. And I have known about this, that this was going to occur for 30 years. I was given some inside documents many years ago when I was speaking out about the AIDS epidemic. Oh, by the way, you see all these people now who are being doctors and nurses who are being lauded and applauded as heroes. First of all, they're doing dances in the hallway and all, obviously, because they have nothing else to do. But I can tell you, I'm a trauma surgeon. When I was working in San Francisco and we had massive injuries or gang war or something like that, There was nobody dancing in the hallways. I can tell you, we were working hard. These people have nothing to do. The other thing is, when I was trying to protect myself and my team when we were operating on AIDS patients, because orthopedic surgeons use high-speed power drills and saws and everything, and blood's flying everywhere, and AIDS is clearly a deadly disease, and blood was flying all over us, and I used the same protection then that these people are using now for the common cold. I was ridiculed on every television network and every newspaper in the country. Yet that AIDS was a deadly disease, and this is the common cold, and these people are applauded for taking these precautions. You can tell clearly it is not about our safety. It is communism that is putting the foot on our neck, and people don't recognize it.
Yes, well said. You know, I got a few other topics I want to get to, but I do want to, since you mentioned it, this whole idea of, you know, wearing a face mask and how ridiculous it is. And this is everywhere now. I mean, you can't go. In fact, you had mentioned you went to Trader Joe's and just refused to even line up and go in. I actually, the store that I normally go to, it's local. It's close in my neighborhood. I actually had been wearing a face mask in there because they, you know, they ask you right when you get in there. Oh. But I went to a different, the same store in a different town, actually in Orange County. Uh-huh. And I walked right in there just last weekend, and I didn't wear a face mask, and nobody said anything to me.
Wow, right.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm at a point now where I'm like, look, I'm not going to shop here, I guess, or do business with you if you want me to put on this stupid face mask.
Right.
So I wanted to ask you, what is the agenda behind this? To me, it's like just – it's obviously absurd. It's really just totally degrading, I think, is like what they're trying to do. They're trying to just dumb us down and make us look – like a bunch of idiots, really, for going along with this.
Well, the thing is that I have on my website at goodnewsaboutgod.com, I've got some pictures of slaves from the South from years ago, and many of them were forced to wear masks. So it's symbolic now.
It is, yeah.
We wear masks, we are slaves. And secondly, it also tells us that we have no freedom of speech left. By the way, did I discuss last time, you know, there are many cold viruses. There are coronaviruses, there are rhinoviruses, there are RSD viruses. There are many different kinds of cold viruses, hundreds of them. And did I tell you why they picked the coronavirus? Did we discuss that?
I don't recall. I don't think so, though. Okay. So, all yeah, right. Go ahead.
This is a very important point because, it symbolizes they're putting us in slavery. Well, we've talked, I think, before about who runs the world, and it's the three cities that I talked about. It's this area in the city of London, which is called the City. It's a 1 mile square area where the Rothschilds hold forth, and when the Queen comes there, she bows to them. And then it's the Vatican, and it's Washington, D.C. And these three cities have no rules of any country that they're subject to. They make their own laws. And so this is called the Empire of the City, and it rules the world. Well, the Rothschilds, their corporation is called the Crown. The Queen is not called the Crown. The Rothschild corporation that runs the finances of the world is called the Crown. And what virus did they pick? They picked the Crown virus, the coronavirus. And that's why they picked it, to show us whose boot is on our neck. It's the Rothschilds, because they are the Crown.
Yes, indeed. They're up there with the, well, you know, they're definitely one of the top families historically involved
in all this. They are the top family. They own half of the wealth of the world, and they own the money supply of 192 of the 195 countries in the world.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. So, you know, I wanted to actually ask you, and you've kind of touched on some of these figures, but, you know, like, for example, what really woke me up and got me involved in, you know, alternative media, I guess, and conspiracies, and taking a second look at what we've been told historically and about, you know, current events as well, how the media works, how the media deceives us, was 9/11. And I did a lot of research into 9/11. Read a bunch of books, you know, watched all the documentaries, and it became very, very clear who the key players were, you know, who was involved with it, who benefited from it, the organizations, you know, sort of setting it up, The key criminals in positions of power, you know, in New York City, in the Bush administration, you know, the people that were arrested, for example, all the Israeli spies that were actually arrested by our own government and let off and let go right back to Israel after the fact without any charges or any real legitimate investigation.
Right.
So, you know, that allowed me to kind of connect the dots of the bigger picture and see what's going on. Not only contemporarily, but also historically, because it's the same people, the same groups, the same families. Who would you identify as the top, you know, maybe global elites or the top organizations involved with this current deception? I have a few names off the top of my head, but I'm curious, you know, how would you address that?
Rothschilds. They're the ones who rule everything. The Rothschilds rule everything. Now, they're Jews. Rockefellers are Jews. They're up there very high. George Soros is a Jew. He's up there very high. But the Rothschilds are at the top. They communicate directly with Satan. They communicate directly with Satan. And they're the ones who call the shots. The world is a business for them. And they and the Rothschilds, Jacob right now, apparently is the kingpin of the Rothschild family. And they are the ones who are at the top. Now, there are many others, of course, at lower levels. there are the neocons that are, you know, the Bill Kristol, and I'm not talking about the actor. I'm talking about the politician, Bill Kristol, and all of those neocons, as well as like the Clintons. Hillary Clinton is clearly Jewish. Bill Clinton is probably a Jew, too. He's probably an illegitimate son of a Rockefeller. And and then, of course, there's Bill Gates, and there are there's Zuckerberg and Bezos and the Koch brothers and all of those. They are very big players in it. But the Rothschilds are at the top. They are the ones who call the shots. And they're the ones who everybody else kowtows to. And if you have an international corporation and you don't do what they say, then you're probably going to go out of business. Somebody else is going to take over, or you're going to be a dead man.
You know, what's incredible to me and very, very telling is that all of these elites, whether they're, you know, whatever like political camp they're in, if they're, you know, tied in with the Clintons, for example, or maybe with the Bushes or with Trump or, you know, whoever they support politically, they're all on the same page.
Oh, they're all
all together. Yeah, they all have the same talking points. They might come at it from a different angle, but they're all pushing the same agenda, the same narrative, whether it's 9/11 or any other issue, but certainly with what's going on right now with this alleged pandemic.
Right.
They're all saying the same things. They're all saying, oh, we need a vaccine in order to fully, quote unquote, recover.
Right.
We got to keep it locked down, blah, blah, blah. You know, they're all basically saying the same things. They all have the same talking points. And, you know, it's pretty obvious. That's the thing that kills me is just, God, it's like I've been saying the same thing for like 10 years now. How much more obvious could this be at this point?
30 years. Way
back.
Yeah,
no, I know. I hear you.
Oklahoma bombing was the same thing. And, you know, as I've said before, Tim McVeigh is not dead. They didn't kill Tim McVeigh. As a doctor, I knew they weren't going to kill Tim McVeigh because they put the IV in his leg. You don't ever put it. You're taking a patient to the operating room. You'll never put an IV in their leg. There's no vein to put an IV. The only vein that's big enough to get a large enough, what we call a bolus, a large enough amount of whatever drug we're going to give them. Suppose they start to crump on the table. We've got to give them a big drug to you know, get their heart pumping again. There's no place in the leg to put it except what's called the popliteal fossa, which is behind the knee. And there's a large vein, but it's very, very deep. You can't use that. And the patient's going to be lying on top of it when they're lying on their back. So you can't get to it if it comes out. You just never do that. But they said they put the IV in Tim McVeigh's leg. Well, I knew they weren't going to kill him. And then, of course, he asked for his execution date to be moved up. Well, that nobody ever does that unless they're going to be fake. Their death is going to be fake. And then they decided not to sell his organs. And then they were going to lock up his medical records for 25 years. And then one of the journalists who was watching the supposed execution said, and she said this publicly in her column, she said, Even after he was dead, he was still breathing shallowly. Well, guess what? When you're dead, you don't breathe at all. So clearly they didn't do it. But there are so many things that particularly a trauma surgeon can see, you know, at the Boston bombing, at Sandy Hook. I knew nobody died at any of those things, and I knew they didn't kill Tim McVeigh. But all, like you say, all of the same people, and they're all Jews, except for a few top Freemasons like Dick Cheney. And now I think the Bushes are probably Jews. We've had nine of the last 14 presidents have been Jews. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was a Jew. His name was Rosenfeld. Harry Solomon, S. Truman Solomon, was a Jew. Lyndon Johnson was a Jew, crypto Jew. He was a Jew, but was masquerading as a Gentile. And Bill Clinton, most probably. The Bushes are probably Jews as well. And certainly Obama is a Jew. Obama's mother was Jewish. And so we've had all of these Jews, and people say, well, we've never had a Jewish president. Well, yeah, we certainly have had a Jewish president, a lot of them. But see, they change their names. They don't let you know that they're a Jew because they have an agenda, which they don't want you to understand what it is. And they get very upset. Most people don't even know what the Talmud is, which is their holiest book, which says even the best of all the Gentiles should all be killed. So people are very unaware of what's going on. And unfortunately, that's why they're so easily deceived. They sit in front of the television set. All of the media is owned by the Jews. Every television network, all the movie studios, most of the publishing companies, they're all owned by the Jews. So they've got it all.
And you know what? And you know what? Even if they're not, even if some of the, you know, you could find an example of a company or whatever that's not owned by a Jew, they're all on the same page. They're all promoting the same Jewish narrative on any subject.
Yes.
Whether it's historical or contemporary, they're all on the same page. They're all promoting the same globalist New World Order Jewish agenda, frankly. That's what it is. And, you know, I wanted to mention, you know, some of the people, I mean, just off the top of my head, like clearly involved in this major deception, this major psyop that is just one more entirely manufactured crisis being used to advance this New World Order tyrannical agenda, you know, that you've been discussing and outlining for us. Clearly, Dr. Fauci and all the people behind him are involved at the highest levels with this. There's an article, I can't remember the name of it right off the top of my head, but it was written by a guy, Patrick Wood, who does Technocracy News. Are you familiar with Patrick Wood?
I'm familiar with Technocracy News.
Yeah. He put out an article. This was back, I want to say back in March, or it might have been early April, where he ties a lot of the early models that they were using to project all these figures and the numbers and, you know, to kind of hype the alleged crisis. They all go back to Imperial College and the whole global warming scam.
Yes.
And that, I think that is a very, very real aspect of all of this. This whole, you know, pandemic situation ties right into, you know, the Green New Deal and sustainable development and this, you know, broader sort of communist, technocratic type New World Order system, which is another key aspect of it, right? I mean, that is clearly a major aspect of the New World Order system and global governance and, you know, keeping everybody in line and making sure everybody's on the same page.
Of course, the Green New Deal is, again, to have total control of everyone. And people don't recognize that that's what it's all about. Have total control. And then they're going to make us into a total third world country. We're going to be, if the world lasts long enough, we're going to be eating just like the Africans eat in the most primitive situations. That's what they want to do because they want to get rid of us. They pollute the earth. The elitists pollute the earth 5,000 times more than we do. So it's not about whether you pollute the earth. It's about getting rid of us. That's what it's all about, reducing us to the point. By the way, you know, I've got an article here which talks about millennials besieged by chronic illness. From the age of 27, it's all downhill because, again, children now have to have about 40 or 50 vaccinations by the time they're going to school or in the first few grades. And so this is destroying them. And we never had autism when I was young. We never had sudden infant death syndrome. We didn't have all of these learning disorders, and we didn't have all of these children who were disabled. And they're, what they're doing is destroying America even more than they're destroying other countries. Why? Because America has been a very successful country, and mainly because America was mainly a Christian country that did right because it was right. But now America has become Jewish. America has become crude. The reason Hitler wanted to get the Jews out of Germany, he didn't kill them. He didn't have time to kill them. He didn't have any inclination to kill them. He wanted to get rid of them out of his country because they were doing the same thing to Germany as they were doing, they're doing to America right now, bringing in pornography, filth, homosexuality, every kind of horrible thing that they could possibly bring in, they were doing to Germany. He wanted to try to go to Madagascar, get wherever you want. But they wanted to go to Palestine, even though the present-day Jews have nothing to do with the Israelites. They are not descendants of the Israelites. The Israelites were not Jews. So the word Jew isn't even in the Bible. It's been written in by the Jewish translators. It's not in the Bible. The Israelites were actually Christians looking forward to Christ the Messiah. And they have made them into Jews, so they've even stolen the Christian Bible. So the whole idea is to eliminate Christ from everything in America, and make it as filthy as possible, which is what the general Jewish dysfunction is like. I don't know if I talked about this last time, but when I was a resident, I rotated through a Jewish hospital. I had never seen such dysfunctional people in all of my life. I thought I was going to lose my mind. I had never seen people like this. I rotated through many Gentile hospitals where people behaved properly. They were courteous. They weren't crude and filthy and yelling at each other, throwing things at each other. The doctors were throwing instruments at each other 20 feet down the hallway in the operating room. I mean, I'd never seen people behave like this. They behave like small, bratty children. They don't have any upbringing, and they are really dysfunctional because they are so far from God. And again, they have their Babylonian Talmud, which is their holiest book. Judaism is not really a religion. It's a pagan cult.
Right. And the Talmud is a systematic undermining and critique and excuse for Jews to break all of God's laws, basically.
They lie, steal, cheat, and murder.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, I'd mentioned Dr. Fauci, and of course, I don't know if you're familiar with a lady on YouTube named Amazing Polly, but yes. She really does a lot of really good videos about this, and she sort of talks about the global health mafia, basically,
right?
And all the and how all the different organizations, and it's not just the World Health Organization or the UN. There's a ton of, you know, global organizations out there working, you know, dealing with, you know, public health and it's basically a big scam. I mean, they're just funneling money into all these research projects. It's really incredible, some of the connections that she's discovered, but they're all tied in together, of course. And one person who, to me, is very obviously involved in all of this is Donald Trump. And, you know, as a Trump supporter back in 2016, he has been a total disappointment and a total failure. And I suppose I should have expected that. I thought he had a lot of potential to really change some things, but he has just totally failed in every single regard. And to me, he is one of the top people involved in all of this.
Well,
he's an actor.
I think that he probably at the beginning, he was so he was not involved in politics much in his life. And he may have actually thought that he would be running the country. But no president has run the country since JFK. John Kennedy wanted to get rid of the Federal Reserve, the CIA, because he realized they were all run by the Jews and they were actually running the country and he wasn't. So he was taking back America for the Americans. And look what they did to him. They blew his brains out on international television as a warning to every other president since then. Don't mess with the Jews. And so that's when they really took over completely in America after they killed JFK. So you, if you try to run the country, and Trump has really gotten kind of taken to the woodshed by his fellow Jews, because he realizes now he doesn't really run things. Other people run things. And it's the Rothschilds. And of course, he's beholden to the Rothschilds anyway, because when his casino businesses got in trouble, the Rothschilds bailed him out. So he's a bit beholden to them anyway. But he does not run the country. And the Rothschilds tell the CFR what to do. The CFR tells the president what to do. Of course, there's the Club of Rome, the Bilderbergers, all of these organizations, and of course, all these NGOs, thousands of NGOs that are being funded, and they do various different things to move this evil, satanic, communist agenda along.
Yes. Yeah, well said. That's exactly what is going on. And again, it couldn't be more obvious at this point. And think about the like the new normal that they're talking about now, where it's just, you know, massive surveillance, you know, Big Brother style snitching and contact tracing and hyper regulation of literally every single aspect of society, including restaurants and grocery stores, which we've discussed, schools. I mean, have you seen some of the ideas that they've been putting forth about, like, opening schools again?
Yes. Well, they have. I saw them putting little clothes on children, young children, like 5 and 6 years old, where they put it over their head, and then it kind of scoops out till they've got, like, they're wearing a hula hoop. They're like wearing a hula hoop, because they say then the children are reminded they can't get too close to each other because they're all wearing a hula hoop.
See, think about how, well, not only stupid, but think about how dehumanizing.
Yes.
And how just so wrong this is for kids not even to be able to experience growing up.
Right.
That's what they're doing. They want to ruin every single aspect normal human interaction.
That's what Satan does. And that's why it's so important to realize this is the great controversy, the war between good and evil, the war between Christ and Satan. Because you see, all of these elitists say that Adonai, who is Christ, is the bad God because he's got a bunch of rules, whereas Lucifer is the good God because he has no rules. Do what thou wilt, that is the whole law. That's why they've got the black and white floor in Freemasonry, in their Masonic temples. They got a black and white floor because it stands for good and evil. And so, but you see, Jesus Christ called his law, the Ten Commandments, the law of liberty, the law of liberty. Because you see, you are free if you keep the Ten Commandments. Because if everybody, if no one stole, if no one murdered, if no one committed adultery, if no one dishonored their parents, we would all be free. Nobody would have to lock their doors. Nobody would have to worry about a child's bicycle being stolen. You could let your children play outside and nobody would abduct them. And that's how it was when I was young. And that's because people were mainly Christian and were mainly keeping the commandments. I'm not saying everybody was perfect, but that was their guide for their life. The guide for everybody's life now is to do whatever they want, and that's satanic. And Satan is the big controller. They talk about, oh, you can do anything you want if you're not a Christian. But Satan is the big controller. You can see now because, again, he hates humanity. Satan hates humanity, and the Jews are his people because the oral traditions that Jesus said, to the Pharisees, by your oral traditions, you make the word of God of no effect. And when they wrote down those traditions in 300 AD, that became the Babylonian Talmud. And so these people are followers of Satan. And when Satan wants total control, and here's why he wants it. You see, he hates humanity because angels were created separately. They were not created. They don't give birth. They can't reproduce. So guess what? What is the most common cancer in men? It's a prostate.
In men. Okay. That makes sense.
What are the most common cancers in women? Breast, cervical, uterine, ovarian. Those are the most common. So you see, evil is attacking all of the reproductive organs of humanity more than all the rest. And so Satan cannot reproduce. The angels, he's an evil angel, but he's an angel. They cannot reproduce. And so he hates humanity because God has given the ability of co-creation to humanity. He just made Adam and Eve, and they had the genes for everybody else who's ever since been born. And so that's one reason he hates us and wants to control us. So all these people who think that they're going to get handouts and all, and they're voting for the liberals, the progressives and all, what they're going to find is they're going to be totally, totally controlled. They will learn what communism is all about, and it's going to be a horror show. People have no idea how bad it will be.
Yeah, I think you're telling the truth right now. And you know what, I hate to end on such a downer, because I do think that, I mean, I agree with everything you're saying, but at the end of the day, what gives me, I guess, strength and confidence to continue, you know, saying these things and talking about these things and learning about them and trying to tell other people about them is knowing that what I'm on the good guys team, right? I'm trying to do what's right and trying to tell the truth.
Well, you know,
and at this point, really, I don't know what else there is more to do besides that and prepare yourself.
There is something really good about this, and I have some good news to end on. Really good news to end on. The reason all this is happening is because people have left God. They have left God. And so God is a gentleman. He steps back and he said, okay, if you don't want me to run your life, because even all the Christians, they're not studying the Bible. They're not really following and seeking after God. So God steps back and he said, okay, if you don't want me to run your life, I'll let you see how it is to have Satan run your life. Now, if you are truly pursuing God, reading the Bible, praying, and that's what this is all about. It's to turn back to God, not to take America back. Because if you're going to take America back, what era are you going to take back? Are you going to take back, you know, what we just had, which is pornography everywhere and every killing and sex slavery and all that? But what this is about is if you are truly pursuing the Lord and reading your Bible and praying and studying, then all you will go through is what God knows is necessary for you to get closer to him. And he promises to go through it with you. But if you are not doing that, then you are at the total random violence of Satan. And he can do anything he wants. People say, you know, they'll lose some family members in an accident. And they'll say, oh, why did God let this happen? And my question to them is, how much were you pursuing God before this happened? How much were they pursuing God? Were they studying their Bible? Were they really looking for a relationship with the Lord? No, they weren't. And so God, they are not under the protection of the Lord when they are not doing that. God does not subject us to random violence. He doesn't. If we're pursuing him, we only have to go through what he knows is necessary for us to get close to him. But when we're under the control of Satan, when we're not seeking God with all our heart, we're under the control of Satan, then we are subject to all sorts of random, horrible violence until we get to know that we really need the Lord to run our life. because it's got to get so bad that even the bad people like the Rothschilds have to say, hey, this is not good. That's why we're on earth. We're on earth to learn that. That is why we're here. And in the Old Testament, when the Israelite Christians left God, then God allowed them to be taken over by a pagan nation. That is what is happening to us. God has allowed us, because we have left God, he's allowed us to go our own way and be taken over by the Babylonian pagan Jews, Judaism. That's what he's allowing. So there is good news. Start pursuing the Lord. That's the real point, is to turn back to God. Because you see, if people will say, oh, well, we need to get rid of Fauci, we'll get somebody else in, get rid of Fauci. There are 100 other corrupt politicians waiting to take Fauci's place. God is showing us that no matter what kind of government we have, whether we have royalty ruling us, whether we have communism, whether we have socialism, whether we have a democratic republic, man is not capable of ruling over man, because given some power and money, man always goes bad. The only one who can really govern us in our lives and in the world is Jesus Christ, because he never is corrupt. But you see, when man rules over man, he always becomes corrupt.
Let me just say one thing. I agree with you, but I do think that I think that man in general is corrupt, but I do think that men can govern society correctly and honestly and with integrity if they are dedicated to the principles of Christianity and dedicated to Jesus and to God, as you could argue our founding fathers were, as Adolf Hitler was, and many other righteous individuals throughout history. But generally speaking, yeah.
What we did when we fought to kill people, and people say, look, you know, why are people doing this so easily now? You know, in the revolution, we fought. But look what's happened to us. 200 years later, look at the mess that we're in. As soon as people recognize that they can vote money for themselves, everything goes bad.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree. And this, we might have to do another podcast discussing this issue in general, because I would really like to get your take on a number of subjects relating to this and many other historical topics as well. But Dr. Day, we'll leave it here for now. Okay. Thank you so much. I think this was a great conversation. Probably even, I would say even a little bit better than the first conversation. I mean, as we said at the beginning, not a whole lot has changed. It's still the same scam being pulled on us. So,
yeah, it's just deeper.
But it's just becoming more and more clear too. And I do got to say, on maybe another positive note, a lot of people that I deal with personally, I mean, and I don't tell them about my website and the stuff I do privately. Everybody's against this, at least generally speaking. Everybody's against this lockdown. Everybody is very skeptical of what's going on. They just don't get the bigger picture.
Right.
And they don't get the bigger picture because they don't have anybody explaining to them what the bigger picture is, right? I mean, at least unless they're listening to us, or maybe, other alternative media sources out there that are doing a good job reporting these facts. But you turn on anything even on YouTube nowadays. I mean, we've seen how they've censored everything, disputing or questioning or criticizing any official, officially promoted aspect of this COVID-19 situation. Yeah. So it's tough. I mean, it takes a lot of work to really dig down and figure out what's going on. But there are people out there doing that. And there's more and more people waking up to this stuff.
It's still a very small percentage. And the Bible says it will be like in the days of Noah.
I believe that,
at least 3 billion people on the earth at the time of the flood, because people lived to be over 900 years old and they had hundreds of children. But only 8 people got on the ark. 8 people. So there won't be a whole lot of people who understand really what's going on. When I talked to a lady, when I was leaving the line, which was about a block long, 6 feet apart at Trader Joe's today, and I went to get in my car, there was a little elderly lady, and she had her mask on and she was kind of fussing around. And so I told her, you know what, I said, I'm a doctor. And I said, this is all a hoax. You don't have to worry about this. And she just looked at me with glassy eyes and she said, well, have a nice day. And I it was, everything I said was lost on her, I could tell. So, but the thing is, it is a kind of a lonely life. When I talk to you and we talk to other people who are telling the truth, it seems like we know quite a few people who do. But if you get out there and you go from person to person in that line that's 6 feet apart, I can tell you most of those people are buying it. They're buying it, unfortunately. That's why they can continue doing this.
Right. Yeah. Well, Dr. Day, thank you so much for another... Yeah, fascinating conversation as always. I will be in touch and maybe we can schedule something in the next couple weeks.
Sure. Be happy
to. Yeah, okay. Thank you so much. You have a good night.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye.